Magic Light Pictures presents. Waves gently wash over a beach. Barnacles and seaweed cling to a dark rock. Rob Brydon, Sally Hawkins, Diana Rigg.
This is a tale of a tiny snail and a great big grey-blue humpback whale.
In swirling white letters, the title appears on a black rock. The Snail and the Whale. A wave washes the words away.
This is a rock as black as soot. And this is a snail with an itchy foot.
The snail's small and orange, with a cone for a shell.
The sea snail slithered all over the rock.
She arrives at the top.
And gazed at the sea and the ships in the dock. And as she gazed, she sniffed and sighed.
The sea is deep and the world is wide.
A ship is sailing away past a lighthouse.
How I long to sail,
said the tiny snail.
An anchor's heavy chain is pulled up a ship in the dock. The snail thinks, then throws herself off the rock. She rolls all the way down, then with a bounce, lands shell first in the sand. She wriggles and jiggles, but then topples over. She twists herself upright, then sets off. She scales a rusty ladder to the top of the dock, then looks down from a metal post in shock. The anchor is rising towards her. The snail leaps off the dock. She lands on the anchor and is carried up on its tip to its resting place on the side of the ship. She looks out in wonder. Gulls snap at the snail. She slides down the anchor and leaps into the air. She tumbles and tumbles, then lands in the sea.
These are the other snails in the flock, who all stuck tight to the smooth black rock.
The snail slides back between them, trailing seaweed on her shell. Beyond the rock, she sees the ship sailing out to sea and sighs.
They said to the snail with the itchy foot,
be quiet.
Don't wriggle.
Sit still.
Stay put.
The tiny sea snail sighed and sniffed. Then cried.
I've got it. I'll hitch a lift.
She starts weaving a trail across the black rock, her foot writing out letters in front of the flock.
This is the trail of the tiny snail, a silvery trail that looped and curled and said,
lift wanted around the world.
A gull snaps up the laughing fish. As the blue of the day fades to the blue of the night, the lighthouse beam sweeps round with its bright white light. The snail sits alone on the rock, her message half hidden by the tide. With a sigh, she joins the rest of the flock who are fast asleep. She curls up under her shell and closes her eyes. Spray flies up in a long, tall jet, raining on the snail and making her wet.
This is the whale who came one night when the tide was high and the stars were bright.
A humpback whale.
Immensely long, who sang to the snail a wonderful song of shimmering ice and coral caves and shooting stars and enormous waves.
She cocks her head and looks with glee as the whale sinks back into the deep blue sea. Then suddenly he leaps up and arches through the air. He lands on his side with a splash and drenches the snail.
And this is the tail of the humpback whale. He held it out of the starlit sea and said to the snail,
"Come, sail with me."
She climbs onto the tail, then with a flick, it sinks down into the sea. A snail in the flock wakes up, but finding nothing amiss, yawns and goes back to sleep. Now, under a blue sky, the snail rides on the tail and opens her eyes. She gasps as the barnacle tail weaves in and out of the sea, sowing stitches of white spray in its wake.
This is the sea.
So wild and free.
That carried the whale and the snail on his tail.
The snail and the whale are a tiny speck in a vast sea of blue.
To towering icebergs.
And far off lands.
With fiery mountains and golden sands.
The whale smiles as he swims in a shoal of silvery fish, with the snail bobbing up and down on his tail.
These are the waves that arched and crashed, that foamed and frolicked and sprayed and splashed the tiny snail on the tail of the whale.
The whale leaps, twists, and dives in the tide, thrilling the snail with a roller coaster ride. Now the whale is swimming gently downwards through the sunbeams and away from a pool of light on the surface. The tiny snail is carried down into a colourful coral reef. She looks in awe at coral of pink, orange, and green that clings to the ridges of towering rocky peaks. Ghostly white jellyfish swim by, their domed bodies trailing white tentacle tresses behind them. A squid pumps out inky black liquid. The whale swims down into the gloomy depths.
These are the caves beneath the waves.
A passing fish flicks out a fan of red.
Where stripy fish with feathery fins and sharks with hideous toothy grins swam round the whale and the snail on his tail.
The toothy sharks close in. When a laughing shark attacks, the whale flicks it away, then swims off. Another shark snaps at the tail. The whales chase through a network of narrow caves. When a shark sinks its teeth into his flipper, the whale bashes it against a rock, then makes for a circle of light on the surface. But his head gets stuck in a hole. A shark goes to snap up the snail on the tail. But the whale breaks free and the shark gets a rock in its mouth.
Sharks.
Three lounging birds take flight when the whale breaks through the glassy surface of the sea. The snail gasps at jagged mountains on the horizon. They arrive at a tropical island of volcanoes, palm trees, and exotic birds. She turns to the noise. When a shark-like fin slices through the sea, the snail shrinks back, afraid. But up pops a dolphin with a friendly face. It sprays the snail, then dives back below. As the dolphin weaves around the whale, on the beach, two red crabs circle each other while snapping their claws. The whale swims on his back, basking in the clear green waters. A shoal of stripy yellow, black and white fish swims by. Upside down on the tail, the snail gasps in wonder. The whale turns and surfaces.
This is the sky.
His spray dissolves into a rainbow of colours.
So vast and high.
Sometimes sunny and blue and warm. Sometimes filled with a thunderstorm.
She looks up at the storm.
Oh.
Now they're riding the swell of enormous waves.
With zigzag lightning, flashing and frightening, the tiny snail on the tail of the whale.
A huge wave curls and crashes, knocking the snail off the tail of the whale. As she plunges into the deep, dark sea, the whale turns and swims after her. With her eyes now closed, the snail drifts slowly down through the gloom, until she lands on a dark, familiar surface. Keeping his pace steady, the whale glides on with the snail on his snout. Lightning flashes above. Now, in an underwater world of silvery blue, the whale swims around a giant pillar of ice. The snail stares at it, wide-eyed. The pillar is the bottom of an iceberg, one of many whose white tips rise up above the surface. She shivers, then looks at penguins lined up along the edge of icy cliffs. One by one, they slide on their bellies into the sea, then dart playfully under the water around the whale. The starry night sky is reflected on the water as the whale breaks through the surface with the snail on its snout. They look up in silent awe at shooting stars and the Milky Way. A bear stands in a sunlit jungle.
And she gazed at the sky, the sea, the land, the waves and the caves and the golden sand. She gazed and gazed, amazed by it all. And she said to the whale,
The whale opens his mouth to say something, but then dips his head below the surface. The pair are dwarfed by the mountains all around. Looking overwhelmed, the snail retreats into her shell. With a graceful flick of his fluted tail, the whale dives under the water. Now he's swimming just above the seabed. Still tucked up in her shell, The snail looks like the barnacles stuck to the surface of his tail. He opens his mouth to eat a shoal of passing shrimp.
But then came the day the whale lost his way.
With sunlight rippling across his grey-blue back, he drifts slowly through the shallows. Blades slice through the surface.
These are the speedboats running a race, zigging and zooming all over the place. Upsetting the whale with their ear-splitting roar.
He twists and turns,
making him swim too close to the shore.
He beaches on the sand, and the snail's flung through the air. As the whale struggles to move on dry land, nearby, the dazed snail opens her eyes.
This is the tide.
It's slipping away.
And this is the whale lying beached in a bay.
Quick! Off the sand! Back to sea!
Cried the snail.
I can't move on land. I'm too big.
Moaned the whale.
As the sun beats down, a crab scuttles with the shade of a rock. The plucky snail tries to push his giant body with her tiny head, but then falls back in defeat.
The snail felt helpless and terribly small.
She turns to the sound.
Then,
I've got it,
she cried, and started to crawl.
She sets off up the beach toward some steps.
I must not fail,
said the tiny snail.
Two gulls, tossing things into their beaks, have a spat. At first, they don't notice the snail sliding by. Then one turns his head to reveal one beady eye. He steps up close. The snail hides in her shell. He snaps up fish bones instead. When his rival snatches his dinner, the gull flaps off in pursuit. The snail carries on up the beach and then stops. A towering flight of old wooden steps rises up to greet her. Now, upside down, she's sliding up the underside of the step's wooden railing. One blade of grass bends under her weight, allowing her to slip onto the next blade. She scales to the top, then stops, breathless. There's a school far below. The gull suddenly snaps, sending her rolling down the bank. He chases after her, opening his beak wide. But his head gets trapped in the school's fence, and the snail rolls free. Soon the gull's clambering over the fence and about to eat her again. But a boy on a swing pitches the gull back over the fence. As the snail slides across the playground, she nearly gets stamped on by a child's foot. She waves a leaf to catch a boy's eye, but he opens his lunchbox lid and she's flipped to the ground. Hitching a ride on a bumpy seesaw, she's sent flying through the air. She lands in a glass of water. Noticing something, she quickly climbs out. A boy is scratching ABC and a gruffalo's face in the dirt with a stick. Suddenly, a teacher puts the now empty water glass down next to the snail and smacks her lips. The teacher closes her book with a sigh.
This is the bell on the school in the bay, ringing the children in from their play.
As the teacher walks past, the children stop chattering and laugh. The teacher turns to the blackboard, revealing the snail climbing up her back.
This is the teacher holding her chalk, telling the class...
Sit straight. Don't talk.
This is the board, as black as soot. And this is the snail with the itchy foot.
Snail! Snail!
The teacher turns pale.
Look! Look! It's leaving a trail.
This is the trail of the tiny snail, a silvery trail, saying...
Save the whale!
These are the children running from school.
They race to the beach and see the poor whale.
Calling the fireman. Digging a pool. Squirting and spraying to keep the whale cool.
A fireman stands on a ladder spraying the whale with his hose. A mechanical digger scoops up the sand, and adults and children dig with spades by hand. The snail stops pushing a pebble to look at the whale. His eyes close and he struggles to breathe. Tearful children, worried adults and the snail stop and stare. Then a wave laps up to the snail. The incoming tide ripples up to the whale. A little girl crouches and picks up the snail. When she nuzzles her friend, he opens his eye.
This is the tide coming into the bay.
The whale smiles, and the snail climbs back on. Working together, the adults all push. Till the whale slips back in the water with a swoosh. The whale and the snail smile with relief.
And these are the villagers shouting. As the whale and the snail travel safely away.
The adults wave. A cameraman films for TV as the whale carries the snail further out to sea. Seabirds soar above the ships and the dock.
Back to the dock and the flock on the rock.
The whale lifts the snail on his tail high above the flock. They gasp and gather around as the snail's gently set down.
Who said?
How time's flown.
And
haven't you grown?
Then the whale and the snail told their wonderful tale
of shimmering ice and coral caves and shooting stars and enormous waves.
And of how the snail, so small and frail, with her looping, curling, silvery trail, saved the life of the humpback whale.
With a sad little smile, the snail goes up to the whale and lovingly rubs her cheek close to his eye. After a moment, the whale opens his eye. Then he sinks down into the water and turns to go. The snail and her flock stand and watch from the rock. Then suddenly...
Then the humpback whale held out his tail, and on crawled snail after snail after snail.
They spread out across the barnacled surface.
A and they sang to the sea as they all set sail on the tail of the grey-blue humpback whale.
Into the sea plunges the tail. Then with an elegant swish, the excited snails ride off with the whale. Based on the book by Julia Donaldson and Axel Scheffler.